الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We have been reading in the first chapter القلب هو الأصل, the heart, it is the foundation. In our previous class we're reading what the author had mentioned from the statements of Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala from his work Ighathatu al-Lahfan about the sound heart, the heart that is strong and firm and good, and it is the heart that is free from the impermissible lusts that are in contradiction to the command and the prohibition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the heart likewise that is sound and free from any doubts or misunderstandings, any doubts or misunderstandings. So we continue reading from that portion where we were in our previous class, and the author, he mentioned from this statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, فَالْقَلْبُ السَّلِيمُ فَالْقَلْبُ السَّلِيمُ. So therefore the sound heart, هُوَ الَّذِي سَلِمَ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فِيهِ شِرْكٌ بِوَجْهٍ مَا. So the sound heart, it is the one which is safe and is free from having any partners whatsoever other than Allah. That's free from having any attachments, any partners whatsoever in the heart other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart that is sound and free from having any partners, from any aspect in the heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ قَدْ خَلُصَتْ عُبُودِيَتُهُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. Rather, the servitude of the heart has been purified sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. إِرَادَةً وَمَحَبَّةً وَتَوَكُّلًا وَإِنَابَةً إِرَادَةً وَمَحَبَّةً وَتَوَكُّلًا وَإِنَابَةً وَإِخْبَاتًا وَخَشْيَةً وَرَجَاءً. Yani the heart, the servitude has been purified, made sincerely and wholeheartedly for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning this is by way of the irada, meaning the intention and that which one desires, and also by way of love and mahabba, and also by way of trust and reliance, tawakkul, and inaba, sincere devotion and repentance, and return to Allah in obedience. وَإِخْبَات, إِخْبَاتًا. إخبات يعني humble servitude, humbleness and servitude. وخشيتن, خشية is reverence and fear of Allah عز وجل. ورجاء, and having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's mentioning here that the sound heart is the heart that does not have any attachments to anything from the worldly life. Rather, it's sound and free from any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the servitude has been devoted and purified sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. And then he mentioned examples of that ubudiyya from the irada and the mahabba and the tawakkul and the inaba and the ikhbat and the khashya and the raja. All of these are aspects of the ubudiyya, the actions of devotion and servitude of the heart that must be purified and made sincerely for the sake of Allah. And whenever this occurs, the heart, it will be sound. The heart will be sound. He says, وَخَلُصَ عَمُلُهُ لِلَّهِ. And the actions of the heart likewise will be sincerity for the sake of Allah. The actions also will be sincerity for the sake of Allah. فَإِنَّ حَبَّ أَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ وَإِنْ أَبْغَضَ أَبْغَضَ فِي اللَّهِ وَإِنْ أَعْطَى أَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَإِنْ مَنَعَ مَنَعَ لِلَّهِ. He said, so if he now, when he reaches this level of purity in his heart, and the heart being sound and clean, then whenever he loves, if he loves, he will love for the sake of Allah. And if he despises or detests, dislikes, he will do that for the sake of Allah. And if he gives what he gives from actions of obedience, and likewise from any of his actions of kindness, whatever he gives and puts forth, it will be for the sake of Allah. And whatever he withholds and whatever he refrains from, whatever he prohibits and does not get involved in or does not give, then he will do this for the sake of Allah. Now he emphasizes a point, rahimahullah, وَلَا يَكْفِيهِ هَذَا. And this will not suffice him. This will not suffice for the heart to truly be considered sound in entirety. حَتَّى يَسْلَمَ مِنَ الْإِنْقِيَادِ وَالتَّحْكِيمِ لِكُلِّ مَنْ عَدَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Until along with that, the heart is also sound and free from complying and setting as a judge and a rule, setting as a judge and one in charge in ruling, and ruling everyone besides the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning that the heart will be devoted to sincerity for the sake of Allah, and likewise will comply in obedience to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَيَقْيُدُ قَلْبَهُ مَعَهُ أَقْدًا مُحْكَمًا على الائتمام والاقتداء به وحده دون كل أحد في الأقوال والأعمال. So a person, he must make a strong bond with his heart, a firm covenant and bond that he will follow precisely the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take him as a role model alone in all of the statements and actions. Referring to the issue, referring to the obligation of establishing the shahadatain, the obligation of establishing properly the shahadatain, tawhidullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala fi shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa tajrid al-mutaba'a li rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi shahadati anna muhammadan rasulullah. That one, he must make the tawhid, the religion and the ibadah, the worship purely and sincerely for the sake of Allah alone from every aspect, inwardly and outwardly. And likewise, he must purify his deeds and actions from innovations and desires and whims by following precisely and diligently the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says here, how he will follow in this manner, he says, فيعقد قلبه معه عقدا محكما على الاهتمام والاقتداء به وحده دون كل أحد في الأقوال والأعمال. That he will make his heart will have a firm covenant and bond that he's going to follow precisely and take as a role model exactly the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone and no one else. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone and no one else in all of the statements and actions. Now he clarifies some details with regards to those statements and actions. من أقوال القلب وهي العقائد. And he meaning that a person, he will take the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a role model. And he will follow him absolutely and no one else. And he will follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam absolutely and no one else in statements and actions. And if you remember in our previous classes when we're discussing the issues about the reality of al-Iman, that al-Imanu qawlun wa amal. Al-Imanu qawlun wa amal. That Iman is statement and action. And we've seen that detail of that likewise, and this is clarified here. So we must follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam absolutely and make him the judge and follow his orders and commandments. Believe everything that he has mentioned that has been reported authentically from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his statements and in his actions. A person who will have a strong covenant and bond and determination to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam absolutely and to make him the judge in the affairs of his life, that which he does and that which he does not do, that which he says and that which he does not say, that which he believes and that which he does not believe. And with regards to al-aqwal wal-a'mal, with regards to the statements and the actions. What are the statements? What is he referring to here? He says, من أقوال القلب وهي العقائد. Meaning that you must take the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the role model absolutely and have a strong covenant and bond in your heart to do this, and have strong determination likewise to uphold that in statements and actions, from statements of the heart, and they are the creeds. And they are the creeds, the aqidah of al-tawheed, believing in Allah, and believing in the angels, believing in the books, believing in the messengers, believing in the last day, and believing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in the Jannah, believing in the Nar, believing in the Jannah, believing in the Nar, believing in the accountability, and the affairs that we have been informed of the affairs of the unseen, by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One, he must believe and take the Messenger as a role model in this absolutely. وَأَقْوَالَ al-lisan. وَهِيَ الْخَبَرُ عَمَّا فِي الْقَلْبِ. And likewise, the statements of the tongue. And this is the information informing and clarifying of that which is in the heart. وَعَمَالَ الْقَلْبِ. And the actions of the heart as well. وَهِيَ الْإِرَادَةُ وَالْمَحَبَّةُ وَالْكَرَاهَةُ وَتَوَابِعُهَا. And this is to intend and to desire, to want and to love and to hate. And that which follows in line with this. And these are the foundations of those actions, the irada, the intention and the desire and the want, and likewise love and hate, and the rest of the actions of the heart, they will follow in line with these affairs. We have seen that the pillars, they are muhabbatu, the pillars of muharrikat al-qulub, the pillars of the actions of the heart, and that which moves the heart is love and hope and fear. So whenever these affairs are strong, whenever the love is strong, it will begin to hope. And along with that, it will begin to fear. And along with that, it will begin to surrender and to submit. And along with that, it will begin to trust and to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit to Him. And submit to Him. And then he says, وَعَمَارِ الْجَوَارِحِ وَعَمَارِ الْجَوَارِحِ. And likewise, the actions of the body parts. So a person, for his heart to be sound, it must be full of the tawheed of Allah. And also along with that, strong determination and resolve to take the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the role model absolutely, in creed and belief, and in statement and action and deed, and in all aspects of the religion, beginning with the creed and the actions of the heart, and likewise the statements of the tongue and the actions of the body parts. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's the role model and the judge in these affairs, that which is good and that which is lawful, and that which is upright and that which is beneficial from that which is evil, and that which is foul, and that which is lowly, and that which is harmful. The means to identify these affairs is by understanding the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah, فَيُكُونُ الْحَاكِمُ عَلَيْهِ فِي ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ دِقِهِ وَجِلِّهِ هُوَ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the judge in this affair, the judge and the ruler in this affair, and the one that will set the judgment and determine that which is proper, the judge, the ruler, the hakim in this issue, in every major and minor affair. فِي ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ دِقِّهِ وَجِلِّهِ يعني فِي صَغِيرِهِ وَكِبِيرِهِ. And every minor and major affair, هُوَ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ, is that which the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has come with. فَلَا يَتَقَدَّمُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ بِعَقِيدَةٍ وَلَا قَوْلٍ وَلَا عَمَلٍ. So one, he must not proceed, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in creed and not in statement and not in deed. He must not precede the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring something that was not clarified by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in creed and not in statement and not in deed. كما قال تعالى, just as Allah the Most High, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. O you who believe, do not proceed in a decision or affair before Allah, proceeding before Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Qayyim, he mentions what this means. He says, أي لا تقولوا حتى يقول ولا تفعلوا حتى يأمر, meaning that you do not say anything until He says, and you do not do anything until He commands, meaning that you will follow. And this is the meaning of the shahada, أن محمدا رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا متبوع حق إلا رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the one who is followed absolutely. So one, he must be sincere in that shahada and follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam absolutely. And follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as absolutely. So this is the means to purify the heart, for the heart to be clean, to actualize the shahadatain, to actualize and to fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, and establishing His Tawheed and purifying that and making it sincerely for the sake of Allah, purifying the worship and making it sincerely inwardly and outwardly for the sake of Allah, and likewise making the mutaba'ah and the following, the one, the role model, absolutely the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and making that which has been reported authentically from Him, from His guidance sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scale in all affairs. And that which is in accordance to the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is truth and it is goodness. And that which is contrary to that is falsehood, regardless of who said it. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, now rahimahullah, قال بعض السلف, some of the salaf, they mention, ما من فعلة وإن صغرت إلا ينشر لها ديوانان لما وكيف. Some of the salaf, they mention that there's no action, regardless of how small it may be, except that two records will be set up for it. Two records, any two questions are going to be asked and recorded, and people would be taken to account for these two affairs. Lima wa kayf, why and how? Why and how? No action will be performed except that there will be accountability with regards to that action from two aspects. The first aspect is why, and the second aspect is how. Why did you do that? How did you do that? Why did you say that? How did you say that? And this is the point here, that this has been mentioned from some of the salaf. from some of the Salaf. The likes of this has been mentioned from specifically Abu al-Aliyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, from the Tabi'een. This is something that is established in the Book of Allah likewise. In Surah Al-Qasas, and towards the end of the chapter, Allah, He mentioned, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيُقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي أَلَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. And on the day, meaning the day of resurrection, then He will call them. Allah, He will call them and He will say to them, where are my partners that you used to claim? Where are my partners that you used to claim? Meaning on the day of resurrection, the people will be taken into account for this affair. أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي أَلَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ. On the day that He will call them. He will call them, فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي أَلَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Where are my partners that you used to claim? Where are my associates that you used to claim? And where are the intercessors that you used to claim? And the likes like this. This is a question about the ibadah, about the one who was worshipped and who the worship was directed to. This is the question, any lima. Why? Why did you do the action? Why did you do the action? Then Allah, He mentions briefly after this in another verse, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمْ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And then on the day, likewise on the day of resurrection, Allah, He will say to them, and how did you respond to the messengers? Then how did you respond to the messengers? So this is what Ibn Qayyim, he's referring to here, that some of the Salaf, they mentioned. And with regards to these two questions, لِمَا وَكَيْفِ. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned here, وَالنِدَى الْأَوَّلْ عَنْ سُؤَالِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَهَذَا فِيهِ إِثْبَاتُ النُّبُوَّةِ مَاذَا كَانَ جَوَابُكُمْ لِلْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَيْكُمْ كَيْفَ كَانَ حَالُكُمْ مَعَهُمْ. And the first call was about Tawheed. أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Where are my partners that you used to claim? Where are my associates that you used to claim? Any that were partners or intercessors for you in worship. The first question is about Tawheed. And this question here, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمْ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And on the day that Allah will call them, and He will say to them, how did you respond to the messengers? This one is in affirmation of prophethood, that the prophethood is something that is established. And the question is, what was your response to those messengers that were sent to you? And how is your circumstance and situation along with them? And this is what Ibn Qayyim is referring to here from the statements of the Salaf. Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah, فَالْأَوَّلُ سُؤَالٌ عَنْ عِلَّةِ الْفِعْلِ وَبَعِثِهِ وَدَاعِيهِ. So the first question, لِمَا فَعَلْتَ, why did you do that? The first one is a question about the reason for the action. The reason for the action and the incentive and that which carried a person or that which was driving the person to perform the deed. هَلْ هُوَ حَظٌ عَاجِلٌ مِنْ حُظُوظِ الْعَامِلِ وَغَرَضٌ مِنْ أَغْرَاضِ الدُّنْيَا فِي مَحَبَّةٍ مَدْحِي مِنَ النَّاسِ وَخَوْفِ ذَمِّهِمْ أَوْ خَوْفِ ذَمِّهِمْ أَوْ اسْتِجْلَابِ مَحْبُوبٍ عَاجِلٍ أَوْ دَفْعِ مَكْرُوهٍ عَاجِلٍ. He says, rahimahullah, was the reason that which is driving the person to do the deed? And this is the first question, a person who be held accountable for every deed, every action, regardless of how small it is. What was driving you to do that? What carried you to do that? What was the incentive for you to establish that action and to perform it? Was it a hastened share? Any something that someone is looking for in this early life from the recompense or the reward that a person who will obtain, any from the hastened reward from the affairs of this worldly life, or some goal or some aim from the worldly life, like the love for praise from the people or fear of the people blaming them, and either to bring about some hastened good from the worldly life or to repel some evil, any that will happen now. Any meaning, was he doing these deeds and these actions with this incentive, with this in mind, and that which is carrying him to do them so that the people will praise him, or so that the people will not blame him, or so that he can obtain some portion of this worldly life, so that he can have some status or rank or some position, or so that he can have something that he desires and he would like to obtain from this life, or he can be safe from something he dislikes? Is this what carried him to do these deeds? أَمْ الْبَعِثُ عَلَى الْفِعْلِ الْقِيَامُ بِحَقِّ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ وَطَالِبِ التَّوَدُّدِ وَالتَّقَرُّبِ إِلَى الرَّبِّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَابْتِغَاءِ الْوَسِيلَةِ إِلَيْهِ. Or was the driving factor that carried the person to do it in order to establish the right of servitude, the right of worship, and to seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal, hoping to obtain His love, to seek nearness to the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping to obtain his love and seeking a means to his pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the question, a person who will be asked, why did he perform that deed? Why did he do it? Did he do it for his own soul? Did he do it for his own soul and a worldly benefit, or to do it for the sake of Allah and the hope for the reward with Allah in the hereafter? He says, وَمَحَلُّ هَذَا السُّؤَالِ وَمَحَلُّ هَذَا السُّؤَالِ أَنَّهُ هَلْ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ أَن تَفْعَلَ هَذَا الْفِعْلَ لِمَوْلَاكَ أَن فَعَلْتَهُ لِحَظِّكَ وَحَوَاكَ. And the position of this question, or the place for this question now, is that it will be said, did you do this action for your Lord, or did you do it for yourself and your desires? Did you do the action for your Lord, or did you do it for yourself and your desires? Some people, they will even establish the actions of worship, but they do them hoping to have a worldly gain. Some people, they will establish the prayer because they know if they do not, the people will blame them. So they will do it so that people do not bother them, or so that the people do not blame them. Or they do it because they want to have position with the people, so on and so forth. So all of this is from the aspect of showing off, which is a great deficiency in the shahada and bringing weakness into the heart, into the faith. So the heart, it must be purified from this. This is what has preceded. So this is the admonition here. There's going to be a question. The heart is going to be taken to account for this affair. Why did he do it? What was the intention behind that? What carried him to perform the deed? Was he doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, hoping for the pleasure of his Lord? Or was he simply following his desires and hoping to have some hastened portion from this worldly life? He says, وَثَانِي, in the second question, سُؤَالٌ عَنْ مُتَابَعَةِ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فِي ذَلِكَ التَّعَبُّدِ. And the second one is a question about following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the performance of that action of worship. أي هَلْ كَانَ ذَلِكَ الْفِعْلُ مِمَّا شَرَعْتُهُ لَكَ عَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِي أَمْ كَانَ عَامَلًا لَمْ أَشْرَعْهُ وَلَمْ أَرْضَهُ. Meaning the question here is, was the action from the deeds that I have legislated on the tongue of my Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or is an action that I did not legislate and I'm not pleased with? And so again, it goes back to establishing the shahada. And this is the reality of the religion and the deen. And the sound heart that is clean and upright and steadfast is the heart that understands and believes sincerely in the shahada and strives to uphold the rights and the conditions that statement requires and necessitates. At the head of that, ikhlas al-ibadah lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa tajreed al-mutaba'ah lil-rasooli sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make the worship purely and sincerely for the sake of Allah alone from every aspect, inwardly and outwardly, and to follow precisely the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in establishing that worship. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَالْأَوَّلُ سُعَارٌ عَنِ الْإِخْلَاصِ وَالثَّانِي عَنِ الْمُتَابَعَةِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ لَا يَقْبَرُ عَمَلًا إِلَّا بِهِمَا. So the first one is a question about sincerity, and the second one is a question about following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because indeed Allah the Most High, He does not accept any deed except with these two affairs. So a person, he will be asked, lima wa kayf, why and how? Why did you do the deed? Was it for your soul and for your desires or for some worldly gain? Or was it for the sake of your Lord, hoping for His pleasure and reward, subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then how did you do it? Likewise, did you follow your desires or the customs of your people, or just do actions of worship based upon ignorance, however you like, without any understanding? Or did you strive to learn the proper methodology and way clarified in the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you strive against your soul to uphold that and to implement that in application? So both of them must be established. If one is present and the other one is negligent, then the action will be rejected. Not until both of them are present. If one of them is present and the other one is left off, then the action will not be accepted until both of them are present and established properly. Maybe someone, he will be sincere, but if he did not follow
correctly, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the action will be rejected. And if a person, he were to follow precisely, outwardly, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the performance of actions of worship, but he inwardly was not sincere and his intention was corrupted, then likewise it would not be accepted. It would not be accepted. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah, فَطَلِيقُ تَخَلُّسِ مِنَ السُّؤَالِ الْأَوَّلِ بِتَجْرِيدِ الْإِخْلَاصِ وَطَرِيقُ التَّخَلُّسِ مِنَ السُّؤَالِ الْأَوَّلِ بِتَجْرِيدِ الْإِخْلَاصِ وَطَرِيقُ التَّخَلُّسِ مِنَ السُّؤَالِ الثَّانِ بِتَحْقِيقِ الْمُتَابَعَةِ. So the way to be safe and to be free from the way to be safe, yani to answer properly and to be safe from accountability with regards to the first question is by purifying the sincerity. Is by purifying the sincerity. And the way to be safe with regards to the second question is to fulfill the rights of the mutaba'ah and following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَسَلَامَةِ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ إِرَادَةٍ تُعَارِضُ الْإِخْلَاصِ وَهَوَنْ يُعَارِضُ الْإِتِبَاعِ. And by making sure the heart is sound and free from any desire that is contrary or in opposition to al-ikhlas, sincerity, and likewise any whims or want that is any desire that is in contradiction or opposition to following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the heart must be also purified from the irada, any desire, any intention that is contrary to al-ikhlas, any meaning doing the actions of the hereafter for the sake of Allah alone, not doing the actions of the hereafter for any worldly gain or desire from the worldly affair, no praise from the people or position in their heart or anything like that. Rather, the intention must be purified and directed to Allah sincerely and wholeheartedly. And likewise, the heart, it must be sound and free from any hawa, any desire or lust that is in contradiction to al-ittiba', in any meaning in contradiction to that which has come from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فهذا حقيقة سلامة القلب الذي ضمنت له النجاة والسعادة. So Ibn Qayyim, he mentions now, rahimahullah, so this is the reality of the sound heart, which is guaranteed to have safety and happiness and bliss. Any meaning in this life and in the hereafter. Meaning in this life and in the hereafter. This is a great benefit that the author, he mentioned from the statements of Ibn Qayyim. It's proper and befitting to read them again and to ponder over these words and to think about this issue, about the description of the sound heart and what is required. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us all the hearts that are sound and hearts that are full of the love of Allah and sincerity and faith and devotion to Him alone and preference of that love, and to grant us the success to follow His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inwardly and outwardly, and to love Him the love that is pleasing to Allah, that will draw us near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The transmission from Ibn Qayyim has ended. Now the Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, he says, حَفِيظُهُ اللَّهِ وَلِلْقَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ عَلَامَاتٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى سَلَامَتِهِ وَنَقَائِهِ وَالزَّكَائِهِ. And the sound heart, it has signs that indicate it. And these signs that indicate that a person's heart is sound and that is free and safe and clean and pure. That is free from these affairs and safe and clean. Or that is sound and clean and pure. وَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْعَلَامَاتِ أَنْ يَكُونَ قَلْبًا مُتَرَحِّلًا عَنِ الدُّنْيَا مُتَجَافِيًا عَنْهَا غَيْرَ مُغْتَرٍ بِهَا عَالِمًا بِحَقِيقَةِ حَالِهَا وَأَنَّهَا دَارُ الْفَنَاءِ وَالزَّوَالِ وَأَنَّهَا مُرْتَحِلَةٌ وَلَيْسَتْ بَاقِيَةً. And he says, and from those signs, and he mentions a number of them briefly here, and from the signs of the sound and pure and clean heart, is that it is a heart that's turning away from the dunya. A heart that's letting go of the dunya. And he's not attached to this worldly life. Rather, it's dedicated to Allah and directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping for the greater reward and the greater promise, which is in the hereafter, not in this life. So, أَنْ يَكُونَ الْقَلْبُ مُتَرَحِّلًا and the dunya, if the heart is turning away from this life, mutajafiyan anha, and he distances itself from this life, not deceived by this life, knowing the true reality of the circumstances of this life, and that it is a life that does not last, and that is going away quickly, and that it's leaving, and it will not remain. كما قال علي, just as Ali he said رضي الله عنه, ارتحلت الدنيا مدبرة وارتحلت الآخرة مقبلة ولكل واحدة منهما بنون فكونوا من أبناء الآخرة ولا تكونوا من أبناء الدنيا فإن اليوم عمل ولا حساب وغدا حساب ولا عمل. So just as Ali has mentioned رضي الله عنه that this worldly life has taken off and it's leaving, and the hereafter is taken off and it's advancing. And this is the reality of this life. This life is going away quickly for each and every one of our lives, and this life in general. The dunya is leaving, and our lives in this dunya is leaving. We're on our way out. We're on our way out. Some of us maybe have lived longer than the term that we have left. We ask Allah to give us a long life upon obedience. But the point is that this is so true, that this life is going away and the hereafter is advancing. So some people, they're attached to this life and they forget about this affair. But this life is going behind us. This life is going behind us. And every day is a new day. And that new day is closer to that day that we leave this life. The day that we leave this life. So that means that the hereafter is advancing. The hereafter is advancing. And this life is going behind us. It's going behind us. This is the admonishment here. This is great admonishment. So he says, وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. And every one of them, this life and the hereafter, has children. And he has people who are dedicated. People who are dedicated. And people who love. People who love in each one. Some people, they love this life and they're attached to it. And they can't get enough of it. And they are afraid to lose any portion of this life. They're afraid to die. And no doubt, death is something that is scary. But a believer, he will submit to the command of Allah and to the decree of Allah, and he will work hard. And he will hope that Allah will grant him success and that he will die in a good manner, and that death will be a blessing for him. And that which happens after that will be nothing but ease and nothing but mercy. And the pains of this life will go away. And he, for the one who died upon sincere faith and righteous actions. So some people, they're attached to this life. This becomes a very big problem for them. And others, they're attached to the hereafter. And this life is not their main goal nor intention. Rather, they know the reality of this life. And they're benefiting from this life and taking from this life that which is lawful as a provision to reach their main goal. And that is the home in the hereafter. So the advice is, فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. You should be from the people of the hereafter, not from the people of this worldly life. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ. Because today is the time for application, action. Today is a day for action, and there's no recompense. Today the people are doing whatever they like. People are working, and there's no recompense. People are working, and there's no recompense. وَغَدٍ حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. But tomorrow, meaning in the hereafter, there is accountability and there's no opportunity to do any deeds. There's no opportunity to do any deeds. So this is from the signs of the sound heart, that a person, he's not overcome with the love of this life. Rather, he realizes the reality of this life and he takes his lawful provision from this life to reach his goal. To reach his goal, as has been mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, that whenever the wealth is in a person's hand and not in his heart, it will not affect him. But whenever it's in his heart, even if it's not in his hand, it will destroy him. So a believer, whatever he has from this life, even if he's wealthy, or he has a good portion, he has a good share, it will be in his hand. And he'll use it to get what is in his heart. And that is the pleasure of Allah and the home in the hereafter. The pleasure of Allah and the home in the hereafter. So contrary to this is a sign that the heart is corrupted. If it becomes attached to the worldly life, and begins to work for the worldly life and turns away from the hereafter. So the Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْ عَلَامَاتِ الْقَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ وَمِنْ عَلَامَاتِ الْقَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ. From the signs of the sound heart, أَنْ تَكُونَ هِمَّتُهُ وَاحِدَةً وَهِيَ النَّيْلُ رِضَى اللَّهِ وَالْبُعْدُ عَنْ مَسَاخِطِهِ جَلَّ فِي عُلَاهِ. And from the signs of a sound heart is that his concern and desire is one thing. His aims and his goals are not set in array. They're not, his life is not in shambles and disarrayment and out of order. Rather, he's focused. His life is focused. He has one main concern. Any other goal in his life is set in place to reach the main concern, and that is to obtain the pleasure of Allah and to stay away from that which will earn his anger, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just mentioned these affairs briefly, but each one of them, wallahi, are great benefits, and we should reflect upon them. This is our main goal. A true believer, his main goal is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to avoid and stay away from that which will earn the anger of Allah azza wa jal. And this means by striving to purify the heart and use the favors and blessings of Allah and that which is lawful and pleasing, and establishing the commandments properly day in and day out, and avoiding the prohibitions in entirety, and seeking forgiveness for one's shortcomings and faults. The Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْ عَلَامَاتِ الْقَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ, and from the signs of the sound heart, جِدُّهُ وَمُجَاهَدَتُهُ لِلْبُعْدِ عَنِ الْمَعَاصِ وَالْأَثَامِ وَالْبِدَعِ وَالْفِعْلِ الْحَرَامِ. From the signs of a sound heart is that the heart is serious. Person is serious and he strives hard, makes effort, and he is making effort, going through difficulty, going through hardship, making sacrifices to avoid and stay away from sins. To avoid it and stay away from actions of disobedience and sins, and innovation in doing that which is impermissible. So the sign that the heart is sound is that it will observe the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sacred rights of Al-Islam. The commandments and the prohibitions will have a great place in his heart. And they will be affairs that are amazing. There will be affairs that are beneficial. There will be affairs that are beloved. And if they're violated, it will hurt his heart, especially if it comes from him. If he sees others violating that, falling short in those commandments, it would affect him. He would dislike that, and he will find that to be a foul and lowly way, and he will reprimand the one who is falling short in that in a manner that is proper. But the point is that whenever he sees these rights violated, it's not something light for him, because these commandments and this legislation and law and these rights, they have a high reverence and a high position and status in his heart. And likewise, whenever the prohibitions are violated, And the likes like this is not something light for him. It's not something little for him. Rather, he considers it something major. So therefore, he himself, what does he do? He takes these limits and these regulations, these laws and legislation, takes it seriously. And he strives his utmost to avoid and stay away from actions of disobedience. And this requires for a person to stay away from the avenues that lead to that. And to stay away from the places where that occurs, and from the people and the company who perform the likes of those affairs. If a person, he wants to avoid sin and transgression, he must avoid the places where sin and transgression occurs. And he must avoid the people who sin and transgress. And he must avoid all of the avenues that will lead to that. So a person who has a sound heart, the soundness of his heart and the strength of his faith will carry him to avoid these affairs and to strive to stay away from them. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, Allah the Most High, he says, those who strive in our path, indeed we will guide them. Those who strive in our path, then indeed we will guide them to our ways, and to our ways of obedience. And indeed, Allah, he is with those who do good, and he has a great encouragement. And those who are striving, and those who are sincere, and those who have sound hearts, they will work hard against their own soul to strive to be upright and obedient, an application of the knowledge that they have learned, and upholding the rights of that knowledge. And in this manner, Allah, he will make their hearts more firm, and guide them, and bless them, and make their efforts beneficial, and facilitate for them to do more good deeds and to be firm and steadfast upon that way. The Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْ عَلَامَاتِهِ الْعِنَايَةُ بِتَصْحِيحِ الْعَمَلِ أَكْثَرَ مِنَ الْعِنَايَةِ بِالْعَمَلِ نَفْسِهِ إِخْلَاصًا لِلَّهِ وَصِدْقًا مَعَ اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَنُصْحًا فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتِشْعَارًا لِمِنَّةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَاتِّهَامًا لِلنَّفْسِ بِالتَّقْصِيرِ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ وَمُجَاهَدَةً لَهَا فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And also from the signs of the sound heart is that a person, he will have great care and concern to correct the action, to correct the deed, more than actually performing it himself. And more than trying to do more, rather he will strive first and foremost, or give greater attention to make sure that the deeds that he does perform, they're performed properly in the best manner, and being truthful and honest with Allah, and being sincere in the worship of Allah, and realizing the great favor and bounty and blessing of Allah for guidance to believe and to work righteous deeds. And accusing one's own soul and self of having shortcomings and faults in performing the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and striving against one's soul to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is purified in this manner from wanting to be seen or wanting to be heard, or being amazed with one's own self and one's own deeds, by realizing the favor and blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal for being guided to Al-Islam, and for being guided to perform the righteous and good deeds, and realizing also at the same time, although he's striving to perform those good deeds, he knows that he has great shortcomings and faults, and he's afraid that those deficiencies that he has in performing those actions may be a reason for them to be rejected, so he will not feel safe. He will not feel safe or become amazed. I'm thinking of a verse right now in Surah Al-Mu'minun. Astaghfirullah. يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَاجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ أحسنت. And this is the example of that here. الَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَاجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ يعني that those who do the righteous deeds that they do the good that they do, all the while their hearts are trembling out of fear, meaning afraid that it was not good enough and that it was not accepted. أُولَئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ It is these people here that are hastening to do the good deeds. وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ And they are in the front and the first and foremost. Because a person, if he does his best to do good deeds, and then after that he looks to his own faults and shortcomings, this will cause him to belittle his actions and to not feel safe like they were accepted, and to not be amazed with his deeds, and to try to do better again. And in this manner they will reach the forefront. But if a person were to do good deeds and then be like, oh mashallah, I fast on Monday and Thursday, I stood in the night prayer last night, then he becomes amazed with his actions. I memorized this, I memorized that. Then he becomes amazed with his actions. If he becomes amazed with his actions, this will wipe out the deeds in entirety. And likewise, it will cause a person to become negligent and to stop working hard. He said, "Why? I prayed night prayer last night, 13 rak'ah. Tonight I'll just sleep." Like this, and it will lead him to a bad way. But as for, on the contrary, by looking to the favor of Allah, even if a person, he strives hard and does the best of good, and he strives his best to do it properly for the sake of Allah, then after that, he looks into his own faults and shortcomings, and the favor and blessing of Allah upon him, this will carry him to strive harder, and to do more, and to continue, وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ In this manner, they will be the first and foremost. So he says, وَهَكَذَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمُؤْمِنُ مُعْتَنِيًا بِقَلْبِهِ عَامِلًا عَلَى إِصْلَاحِهِ مُجْتَهِدًا فِي تَزْكِيَتِهِ وَتَنْقِيَتِهِ He says, and like this, it's incumbent for a believer to show concern and care for his heart, striving to rectify it and making great effort and working hard to purify and clean his heart. وَمِنَ الدُّعَاءِ الْمَأْثُورِ And from the supplications that have been transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. So the Shaykh is referring to this great supplication from the supplications of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the meaning of that is, O Allah, grant my soul its piety and purify it. You're the best of those to purify it, and you are its Lord and its Master. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. It's recommended for all of the brothers and sisters to memorize the likes of this supplication. Actually, it's a portion of a supplication. It's longer than this, but for those who are learning this one, this portion of that would suffice, especially for the topic and the issue that we're discussing. So the Shaykh, he says, حَفِيظُهُ وَجَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ قَالَ لِشَدَّادِ بْنِ أَوْسِ رضي الله عنه إِذَا اكْتَنَزَ النَّاسُ الدَّنَانِيرَ وَالدَّرَاهِمَ فَاكْتَنِزُوا هَؤُلَاءِ الْكَلِمَاتِ And it's come in the narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Shaddad ibn Aws radiyallahu anhu, that if the people hoard up the dananir and the dirahim, and if the people are gathering up the wealth like a treasure, then you should gather up these statements. And the way that they hoard up these wealth, and the way that they desire and they strive hard to get the gold and the silver, then you should strive in that manner to obtain these statements here. Allahumma inni asaluka thabata fil amr. والعزيمة على الرشد وأسألك مجيبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، وأسألك شكر نعمتك وحسن عبادتك، وأسألك قلبا سليما ولسانا صادقا، وأسألك من خير ما تعلم، وأعوذ بك من شر ما تعلم، وأستغفرك لما تعلم، إنك أنت علام الغيوب. يعني another great supplication, the meaning of which is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, oh Allah, I ask you for steadfastness in the religion, and I ask you for strong determination upon upright guidance, and I ask you for the means to achieve your mercy, and for determination to reach your forgiveness. And I ask you to be able to show thanks for your blessings and to worship you in a good manner. And I ask you for a heart that is sound and for a tongue that is truthful. I ask you from the good of that which you know. And I seek refuge with you from the evil of that which you know. And I seek forgiveness from you for that which you know. Indeed, you are the knower of the unseen. Indeed, you are the knower of the unseen. From the beautiful supplications that a believer is encouraged to memorize and to understand and to say often with a heart that is alive, hoping for these affairs. And the Shaykh, he says, وَهُوَ حَدِيثٌ صَحِيحٌ اشْتَمَلَ عَلَى جِمَاعِ الْخَيْرِ وَأَبْوَابِ الْبِرِّ وَجِمَاعِ الْفَضِيلَ. And it is an authentic narration that consists of the foundations of goodness and the avenues of righteousness and the foundations of virtue. وَالنَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَكَّدَ تَأْكِيدًا عَظِيمًا عَلَى عَلِنَايَةِ بِهَذَا الدُّعَاءِ ورنايتي بتحقيق ما فيه من المطالب العظيمة والمقاصد الجليلة وبخاصة العناية بالسلامة القلب وذلك بتنقيته وتزكيته وتطهيره من كل أمر يسخط الله ولا سيما الشرك بالله أو الشك في دين الله أو الإصرار على البدع والمعاصي أو نحو ذلك من الآفات التي تعرض للقلوب وتضر بها إضرارا بالغا. So he mentions now that this narration is authentic, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he emphasized this affair in a great manner, showing concern for this supplication specifically, and to be concerned with fulfilling the rights of these great affairs and these noble intents and aims that are mentioned in this narration, specifically the issue of having concern with the sound heart. And all of this is mentioned in that narration, that supplication that has proceeded. And this is by purifying and cleansing the heart from everything that would earn the anger of Allah, especially making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or having doubts about the deen of Allah azza wa jal, or persisting upon innovation or actions of disobedience, or persisting upon innovation or actions of disobedience and the likes of that from the diseases that come to the hearts and harm them in a great manner. The Shaykh, he closes the chapter saying, أسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا أجمعين لكل خير وأن يصلح لنا شأننا كله إنه سميع قريب مجيب. The Shaykh, he says, and I ask Allah, the Most High, that He will grant us all success to do that which is good and to rectify all of our affairs. Indeed, He is the all-hearer and the one who is near and who responds. And after this, he began the second chapter of Saf Al-Qulub, which is about the descriptions and the characteristics of the hearts. We begin this chapter, inshallah, in our next class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.